Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
You know, it's funny. I don't mean to rip Mike. I don't know if it is as simple as that, because he also broke a bunch of tackles on the way there.
Which it felt like, I mean, all the long runs, it feels like he's just taken off and gone. That felt like the first one he actually got, like, touched it all on.
He really had to. I mean, you know, the two guys, one of those guys got to bring him down. I think they're at D-backs, but someone's got to bring him down. Saquon's, he's unbelievable. Eagles are incredible. Good morning, Tay. Hope you're having
Jordan
a great start.
Jordan Mailata did a great job on his little pop pole where he knocked someone down into Bobby Wagner.
Yep.
So
yeah, I saw that.
The linebacker who was unblocked, essentially, was blocked by his own guy because Jordan Mailata is such a dominant force.
No, unbelievable. All right, so look, great morning. I mean, what a day. What a day yesterday was. You know, maybe the hardest thing about yesterday was trying to figure out after the game what to do. See, here were the options. I don't know if you guys struggled. I struggled. Here were the options. All right, you can watch post-game on TV. You can listen to, and that, by the way, is Fox and Comcast and all the other stations that had stuff, which was a lot of stuff, all right? You had WIP. I want to turn on WIP. I got to get the vibe of what's going on. You had the Bills and the Chiefs. You had
Broad Street.
You had Broad Street, or wherever you are, okay? Cotman and Frankfurt, the whole deal. You had just social media perusing, which was a life
fun
of its own as well. I mean, it was bonkers. So Sirianni didn't come out for about an hour and a half. It was, you know, it was a totally different vibe than a normal game where he's out there talking to the media about 15 minutes later. So I know a lot of people probably did not hear Sirianni at all because everyone's doing all this other stuff. Let's listen to a portion. It's just about 3 minutes. A portion of Sirianni press conference yesterday. Last night, I guess you'd call it technically, how he started the press conference, the whole deal. We'll give you about 3 minutes of it, then react. Here's Sirianni.
You talked about the adversity you overcame in September, early in the season, and the kind of arc the team has gone through to end up here, going back to the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
Yeah, this game is about overcoming adversity. There's going to be good plays in the game. There's going to be bad plays in the game. There's going to be good moments in a season. There's going to be bad moments in a season. And it's about overcoming and embracing the adversity, because really what we've talked about as a team is, like, adversity, we've all had to have adversity to be in this moment as where we are right now. And so adversity is what makes you who you are. And it's been the story of, you know, the 2023 to the 2024 Eagles is bad as feeling we had is how last year ended. I think it makes you who you are. These guys are hungry, and you know we got one more to go.
What was your message to the team in the locker room?
I don't know. Everyone was kind of flowing in. It was just basically what the schedule was, kind of what our message has been all year is tough, detailed together. you know, mentally and physically tough, detailed with our fundamentals, detailed with being on the same page, detailed with that, and then together, right? Because, again, it's not the best groups of individuals that wins. You got to become a team. You know, we got one more to go.
What do you think of Jalen Hurts' performance?
Yeah, awesome, awesome. I think you heard what I said at the end of the game. It's amazing how much doubt there is sometimes. I can't quite comprehend it because, you know, it doesn't look like people think it should look like. But the guy has been clutch. He's won a ton of football games. But you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win. We don't care. If we rush for 300 and pass for one and we win, great. If we rush for one and pass for 300, great. Who cares? We've just continued to win. He's just continued to win. And I think the criticism is, yeah, whatever. He just wins. And I said what I said after the game, and that's kind of how I feel.
First offensive play, Saquon takes it to the house. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a good tone setter, right? You know, we knew they were going to sell out to stop the run. We kind of knew that. And then he breaks two or three tackles to start. We get a great block from AJ on the toss crack to get around the edge. And then great block by Dallas. To kind of set it off, and if that, you know, Saquon gets into the second level, third level, and now it's, hey, can you tackle this guy? And he's hard to tackle. Yeah, I know who they don't give me a vote for MVP, but I know who my vote would. That's probably why they don't give me a vote, because I would vote for Saquon. but special performance, special player, special job by the entire group to make that play go to start things off, and that was a good tone setter. We've had some good tone setters to start this playoff, all the playoffs, like, you know, Oren forcing the fumble against Green Bay. You know, going right down and getting a touchdown on the first drive of the L.A. game. And then to start it like that was a good start for us.
All right, that's Nick Sirianni yesterday. Look, masterful performance by him throughout this season. One of the best.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Obviously, in Philly sports history by a coach. We'll play other portions of his press conference from last night coming up later in the program. All right, your reaction. The celebration obviously is on. Super Bowl, we'll get to it, you know, 13 days. Obviously, we got plenty of days to preview it. But right now, it's largely about, you know, yesterday and the season that has been to this point. Eagles, by the way, have opened up as a 1.5 underdog to Kansas City. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What a time to be a Philly sports fan. Joe in Mayfair has been a Philly sports fan his whole life. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and this is for John Ritchie. John, how do you feel vindication for number one behind center? How do you feeling right now?
I'm thankful that he's performing at this level. Very 100%. Thankful that this team is in great hands with him out there with an outstanding plan. You know, we have contingencies upon contingencies. We saw that. We saw that displayed. Whatever they got into, Jalen had a plan. And that's, man, a huge credit to the coaching staff, but Jalen, so prepared. Jalen got a chance to show, you know, how good he is. And I hope everyone took notes. I hope everyone remembers this moving forward, that this is our quarterback. This is our franchise quarterback because he's so good.
Couldn't say it better myself. He's for me, what Tim Duncan was for the Spurs, and he's going to get that way when the lights are biggest. He doesn't shake at all. But Saquon Barkley,
when the lights are brightest, he's his best.
His two best games as an Eagle were yesterday and the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, those were his two best games as an Eagle.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So I'll take that.
Yeah, and the Bills game last year, he had a phenomenal game too, which was a back and forth with Allen, which is one of the best. But, you know, you got Saquon Barkley, who is the 80 Pete Rose. He's the 83 Moses. He's going to be the player that puts us over the top with this regime. And the way this team just goes about their business, and you can say it all you want, how boring it could be and what Nick does. And we have an entire locker room on the same page week after week after week. And I'm going to tell you, Joe, the two game-changing plays yesterday in the 4th and 5 was an absolute dime to AJ.
I thought it was
the
biggest play of the game, yeah.
But the second biggest play, because, you know, Washington has the firepower to come back, and they were still in the game, only down 15. And Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
It was big.
Wow. How about it?
Gets through, and when they're trying to make a little bit of a comeback, he's like, nope, we're sacking you for 10. And after that sack, I said, game's over. I said, that just was the nail in the coffin. He never gets to the quarterback.
No.
It's always Jalen Carden and Norlin Smith. And here comes big 90 rumbling. And Jaden Daniels said, oh, bleep,
yeah.
I'm done. And after that, it was all fun. And it's going to be great 13 days, Joe, but I hope you're eating your crow. The kid can play when you need him to play and make plays. He is calm, cool, and collective. There's games where he might not look it. But when you need Jalen Hurts to make plays, he doesn't choke under pressure.
All right.
He expects the most.
He certainly does not and did not yesterday. And Joe, good call. And look, man, I got a big old pile of crow in front of me, and I'm happy about it. Incredible, incredible performance by Jalen Hurts yesterday. Incredible.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.